This is your Week 9 Fantasy Sports Preview presented by DraftKings. I'm Ashley Docking here inside the Fantasy Sports Network studio, where we're going to have lots of information for you for this upcoming week. Some deals, some steals, and basically information that's going to set you up to be successful. We're going to start with quarterbacks to consider. Phillip Rivers is first on our list. He's $6,900 on DraftKings and has at least 300 yards passing and multiple touchdowns in his last 5 games. Up next, he's taking on a vulnerable Bears defense that has allowed 16 passing touchdowns in 7 games. That combination makes him someone to look at. Eli Manning is next. He's the same price as Rivers, $6,900, and arguably has a more enticing matchup taking on the Bucks, and they've conceded over 1,000 yards and 9 passing touchdowns in the last 3 weeks alone. After shredding a very solid Jets and Chargers defenses the last 2 weeks, Derek Carr is an affordable tournament option against the Steelers. He's $5,500. The same can also be said for Tyrod Taylor, even less expensive at $5,300, and he will take on the Dolphins after missing 2 games. Now, Taylor's rushing ability gives him plenty of upside heading into this week. Speaking of rushing, Devontae Freeman, $8,000, faces a 49ers team that has allowed the 4th most rushing yards and 3rd most receptions in the league. That team is in disarray, especially this week. Oh, and also, Freeman has had not less than 18 DraftKings fantasy points since week 2. Now, the Vikings defense has been stout against the run, but Todd Gurley, $6,900, is simply too talented to pass on, especially at that current salary. We move down the money list to Jonathan Stewart, $4,300. He's a cost-cutting option against the Packers, and he's averaged more than 17 fantasy points over the last 3 weeks. Doug Martin, the muscle hamster, $5,700, and has at least 20 touches in 5 of 7 games. The Giants, who they're playing, have given up over 1,200 total yards to running backs, so that could be a nice combination. Moving on, Demaryius Thomas. He's $7,500 on DraftKings and has 18 receptions for 297 yards over his last 2 games and is facing a struggling Colts defense. He is one of several Broncos in line for a lucrative fantasy day. Alshon Jeffrey is someone else that you might want to keep an eye on. $6,700 will get you this target hog against a Chargers squad who has allowed 29 catches for 424 yards to 2 receivers over the last 2 games. Now, if Brandon Marshall is out for the Jets, he's $7,600. You have to consider Eric Decker, slightly less expensive, $5,300, and he becomes a must start. Decker has scored in 5 of 6 games this year and is averaging 16.4 fantasy points per game. Continuing down the list, Jarvis Landry, $6,300, and he has double-digit fantasy points in every game so far. Now, the Chargers, Keenan Allen is on the IR, so both Stevie Johnson and Malcolm Floyd represent big, big value plays. Johnson, $3,200. Malcolm, $3,900. Both of them you must consider, especially if you're trying to save money. Now, there's a lot of affordable tight ends this week. The Titans will try and slow down the red-hot Ben Watson. He's $4,000. And Heath Miller, if you can believe it, $2,700. He had a very strong week 8 and now faces the Raiders, who have given up 8 touchdowns to opposing tight ends. Now, assuming he's going to be active, Austin Seferian Jenkins, $2,800, is the play of the week. He gets a Giants defense that has leaked the most receptions and yards to the position. Now, make sure ASJ is in your DraftKings lineup, you guys. And then, of course, the number one fantasy defense all year, the Broncos. They're $3,000, and they're a must-start this week, especially against a Colts team that has been struggling. Now, the Jets, $3,100, have considerable potential at home against the Jaguars. And if you're looking to save some money, the Saints, $2,200, they're taking on the Titans that have allowed the most fantasy points to opposing defenses all year. All right, because we want to take great care of you here at the Fantasy Sports Network, take a look at an ideal Week 9 lineup that boasts the likes of Phillip Rivers, some Todd Gurley in there, Jarvis Landry, Austin Seferian Jenkins, and the Broncos defense, of course. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I'm Ashley Docking, and we'll see you next week for your Week 10 Fantasy Roundup.